It's Kiss 96.9, your Kiss Morning Show with Patrick and Whitney for Medical Matters. We are joined with Dr. Skinner. He is a cardiologist right here in Lexington. Good morning to you, Dr. Skinner.
Good morning. Thank you.
And we're talking about women's heart health. Whitney, you think you got a healthy heart over there?
You know, well, I had a little episode, as we all know, as the whole world knows now. Had a little, what they call, I think, syncope or syncope. I'm not sure Dr. Skinner would know. So we're going to go get my heart checked out. But my question is, Dr. Skinner, at what age should women start maybe seeing a cardiologist?
You know, Whitney, there's a lot of variables there. And the more risk factors you have, the earlier you have the risk of developing heart disease. So, for instance, if it's strong in the family, the your immediate family members, mom, dad, brothers, sisters, if they've had a cardiac issue at a young age, you have that increased risk. And then if you don't take care of yourself, you know, if you develop diabetes, if you smoke, if you have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, inactive, the more of those factors you have, the higher your risk. And then I even see folks in their 30s. Developing it. So if you're healthy, you don't necessarily need to see a cardiologist unless you're just quite anxious about it. If you're unhealthy, even in the 30s, because you can do a lot to prevent problems down the road.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, is there, all over the news, they're telling us, eat this, don't eat this, you know, it changes daily, I feel like. Is there a good supplement or a good diet that's kind of heart healthy for middle-aged women?
You know, it's really pretty simple, Whitney. Natural. Going natural, you can't really go wrong with that. So when things are processed, that's really what has increased the incidence of coronary artery disease, particularly in the U.S. So processed food is awful for us. But if you go natural, you really can't go wrong. And of course, everything in moderation, but it doesn't really have to be that complicated.
You know, one of my friends, Brittany, she went the all-natural route, organic route, and
yes.
Not only has she said that she's feeling better, but she lost weight just by switching from the chemical food to the better food.
100%. You know, I have been eating whole foods for about 20 years, and it was dramatic how much better I felt once I did that. Of course, I've got a whole other, you know, list of things wrong with me. But, you know, so you said don't smoke. We need to exercise. Any other tips for women to keep ourselves heart healthy?
Well, so the daily exercise is something that we tend to take for granted as we get older. We have families and jobs and busy, but that's just a huge investment, not only in your cardiovascular health, but everything. And it doesn't have to be anything complicated, but we shoot for 30 minutes a day or more, but it could just be a walk, which would be about 2 miles. It could be a bike ride, exercise, bike, elliptical. So you don't have to have a gym membership. You don't have to take time to do that. You don't have to complicate things, but just getting in some form of a routine, that just pays such huge dividends.
And that's just really to get the heart rate up for a little bit and get you moving and yeah, cardio.
Cardio, you know.
Exactly.
I'm like, wait a second, I'm describing cardio right now. Like, what the heck?
you got it, Patrick, yes.
I just started a treadmill program, listen, at home. But you all are going to laugh at me, and I'm going to reveal this, Dr. Skinner, because I have to have a stress test at the end of November. So I am training for my stress test by walking on the treadmill.
That's good. So anything that will motivate you to get active, that's good.
Right. That's right. Use that stress test there to motivate you. And well, Dr. Skinner, we really appreciate the time that you've taken out to talk to us about
heart health
for stuff for women and guys. You know, you can do the same thing too. Switching over to organic food, though, this is something I've been thinking about a lot.
You should.
Because it can even, like, get rid of the inflammation that I have, too, and whatnot. Yeah, yeah.
It's dramatic, Patrick. I'm telling you, the difference is astounding. And when I quit gluten, oh, my land. I'm telling you, the whole world got brighter. I mean, it was amazing.
Right.
But you can also find more information about Dr. Skinner. He is with Lexington Heart Specialists, and their office is at Baptist.
Yeah, staying away from that processed food, that really truly causes the inflammation. And I you know, again, not only the cardiovascular health, but all types of inflammatory things and ailments or arthritis, et cetera, et cetera. But it just can be so simple as going with a natural diet, obviously portion control, and daily aerobic exercise, and you can add years to your life.
All right.
Well, that's the plan. Keep the ticker ticking.
It's just that easy,
right.
Y'all. It's just that easy. All right. Well, Dr. Skinner, thank you so
indeed.
Much again. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're very welcome. Y'all have a great day.
You
all right.
Too.
You too.